Good afternoon. This is Monica with Family First Home Care. How may I assist you?
Yes, my name is Kimberly Kelly. This was like 2 weeks ago or a week and a half ago. We were coming back from my doctor's. You had called on my phone. And the person who's supposed to be taking care of me, which he is, you needed my registration anyway. So that was the last thing. So she said she needed one more just for, I guess, Dennis to sign. He can't make sense of it. Like, is it, am I the person, or does he put his name down? And the email, he can't open up his phone. He needs to get a new phone. So
what caregiver are you talking about? What's the name of the aide?
I'm disabled so bad to where I need, it's somebody that's going to take care of me and get paid. Mm-hmm. That's what, you know.
Okay. Do you have someone in mind already, or do you need us to find you someone?
You were doing it. There's been people that had left.
Uh-huh.
So you had called me. Well, let me tell you the name. I can't even look on my phone.
You said your name was Kimberly
Chaya.
That's Kaya. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's Kaya, yes.
Okay. She sent an email to Dennis Bench. Mm-hmm. So it should already be happening. He should already been getting paid. So I don't know. We've had someone really close to us that, you know, was coded a couple times, you know, back and forth. Thank God. He's okay now. But, you know, it was like we were at the hospital nonstop.
I see.
So, yeah. So, you know, I'm trying to get this situated. So I was calling, leaving messages to any number I had. But anyway, he's looking at the email and he really can't make sense. So I asked him, can he send it? He can't open it up or something. So, can you call him if you need the information from him? We were driving that time. We were coming back from my doctor's appointment.
His name is Dennis Bench, right?
Yes. And I can give you his phone number?
I have it on file here. It's 484-908-2743.
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. So he's going to be onboarding to be your aide, right?
Yes.
Okay. Right, let me just see if I have a file created for him. Just one moment, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. All right, so I can reach out to him, give him all the requirements that he needs. You wanted me to email it to him, you said?
No, email, like, you know, I don't know why, but we're old school to begin with, but, you know, he could do an email, but when he was asking me, it says to the recipient or whatever. He didn't know if he's supposed to put his name there or what. So if you could please call him and talk to him, and see what's required from him so he can get paid, because he is taking care of me, and I'm having a harder and harder time. I just saw a surgeon. They want me to have surgery because my knee is so bad, like I shouldn't be walking on it, and I can barely walk anyway.
Okay, but I will need to send him links because everything is done electronically. So he's going to need a few links online in order to get this started. Like, he needs to complete his application. He needs to submit direct deposit forms if he wants to set up direct deposit.
Right.
Complete an acknowledgement test, which he's going to have to read the material and answer a lot of
questions.
Well,
hold on 1 second. Danny, here, talk. He's right here, okay?
Okay.
Hold on. It's the lady she's talking about. She can send you a link. Hello.
Hi, Dennis.
Yes.
Hi, this is Monica with Family First Home Care. So Kimberly is telling me that you're going to be onboarding to be her aide, correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay. So I need to send you over links that you need to complete, and these links are going to be your application. It's going to be
Is this through my email?
Well, I can text it to you or send it via email, whatever you prefer.
Well, my phone's messed up, and I can't get my Adobe Reader to work right. This is what the reason I couldn't fill it out before.
I mean, is there anyone else that can assist you with completing this? Because this needs to be done electronically, so I have to be able to send you the link to get this done.
Okay, here, I'm going to put my wife back on, and she'll give you a phone number that you can forward it to.
Okay.
Or an email, all right? Okay.
Hello. Oh, yeah. My daughter, hold on a second. Mm-hmm. She has been sending out every, the information. So I'm going to put her, hold on.
Okay.
Yeah. People that I asked about, can you talk to them? And they'll give you, hold on.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
How you doing? My name is Yolanda McGee.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
So they're telling me that they want me to send you the link that Dennis needs to complete.
Okay. You need my email?
Mm-hmm.
G-A-B.
G like George?
G as in yes.
Okay, G like George, A. And B like boy?
A, B as in boy.
Uh-huh.
R as in run.
Uh-huh.
I as in N. E as in egg. L as in long. U as in umbrella. And 3 M's as in mom. At iCloud.com.
Okay. So let me just repeat. I think I'm missing a few, but it's G like George, A like apple, B like boy, R like Robert, I like India, A like apple, U like umbrella, 3, M like Mary, at iCloud.com.
Yeah, so it's Gabriel.
Uh-huh.
Umi, U-M-M-M.
Okay, U and then 3 M's.
Yes, U and
okay,
3 M's.
Okay, got it. At iCloud.com?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. So I'm going to go ahead and email you all the links that Dennis needs to complete, okay? And then once he completes it, we'll be able to see it in our system. He also will need to get a TB test done. Do you know if he's up to date with a TB test, or is that something that he needs to get done?
Is he updated with TB test?
It's a tuberculosis
test. Yeah, he got it.
Okay, perfect. And he did it, he completed it within this year?
Yes, in this year, yes.
Perfect. And has he been living in Pennsylvania for 2 years or more?
Yes, he's been living in Philly for over 2 years or more.
Okay, perfect. Because what I need him to submit is a 2-year residency proof, and that could be either like an expired old ID from 2023 or older. It could be like an old pay stub, a bank statement, anything that has his name on it, a Pennsylvania address, but it has to be from 2023 or older.
From 2023?
From
you got to have an ID or some type of mail?
Yeah, like mail.
Okay.
Yeah, I have to be able to see his name before.
All right, she's going to make sure.
All right, perfect. So I'll send you over the requirements, and if he has questions, he can call, okay?
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
What's your email?
My email is going to be M.
Hold on. Go ahead, M.
M, N like Nancy.
Mm-hmm.
A like Apple. R like Robert. V like Victor.
Mm-hmm.
A like Apple. E like Edward. Z like Zebra. At family. First. H like Henry. H like Henry, C like Charlie.com.
All right, so family first. You said what?
H like com. Henry. No, H like Henry.
H
like
uh-huh.
Henry. And then C like Charlie.
Okay.
.com. And the subject is going to be family first home care onboarding requirements.
All right, so it's M-A-R. Okay, I got you.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Bye-bye.